We've had people come along to the club on previous open days who have then gone on to become members who haven't put a wetsuit on before. They might have some water experience, but they may not have ever carried a surfboard. And that's okay, and that is to be encouraged, because part of the idea of the open day is to give total exposure to such a lovely sport, and in amongst a group of women who've also gone through that path, that sort of learning and progression within the surf world.
And in terms of the club and its history, how long has it been around for, and how did it come into being?
Don't shoot me, anybody, if I get this wrong. As far as I know, the club was developed about 17, 18 years ago as just a club, a surf club. Come along and have a go. It was with a group of local women. But about 5 years ago, it was then turned to a community interest club. The money that is made from any of the memberships gets ploughed back into the club, so it's not for profit. Yes, you've got to pay your lifeguards and your instructors, but that's really the only paid outgoing.
And where is the club at now in terms of members, and how much interest is there in surfing locally? And we see people out there in the lineup all the time, don't we? But for beginners, is there many people coming in, and especially women?
I think there is. I think there is. Currently, we've got 105 women members. Little ladies, we've got 31. Now, the little ladies generally, more than likely, are going to be local, but the women are from as far afield as Scotland. Because the club is open in a membership and an inclusive way, it might be that those women want to benefit from some of the away weekends. They might go to Devon for 3 days. The club also does trips over to Spain, Morocco, Portugal. So then they will try to keep the overheads of those down and subsidise as far as possible. So there are like bolt-on benefits, and that's why we've got a membership that goes, countrywide in a way.
You're buying some new boards, or you've bought some new boards because you had some funding at the end of last year and you did a big crowdfund. I mean, in terms of coming across funding to keep the club going, is that easy?
No, it's really not. I can't lay claim to being any good at that. We're lucky enough to have a pretty strong committee that worked bloody hard in order to raise that money. One of the girls did know about crowdfunding, about other sources of funding, and was a real drive in us achieving that money. And thanks to Radio Nuki as well for playing a part in advertising that. We've been able to purchase some boards. I think there's about 8 boards have been purchased, but we don't have a location to store them at the moment, so we're not getting the best out of those. But that's another topic of conversation, perhaps another time.